And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Where we were.
All right, Brad Rifkin joins me. And Mr. Rifkin is the president of Rifkin Advertising. Tell me exactly what is the concern here with regard to this BTK brand. And before you say anything, I just want to let people know that we're talking with Mr. Rifkin concerning an account you have with Nadine Clothing, right?
We started with Nadine Clothing, Phil, in 2004. And this was a account that we valued very highly. And we worked very hard on this campaign. And for the Los Angeles Times and some of these other newspapers to write the things that they wrote about the BTK line of clothing, we think is completely out of line.
You recognize that BTK, in the minds of a lot of people, stands for the serial murderer, right?
I would take exception to that. I think that we like to think that BTK also represents what we stand for at Nadine Clothing, which is, it is a family-oriented business.
Let me let people know, BTK stands for what?
BTK stands for Big Tall Kids. It is a clothing line that we developed with the Nadine Clothing Corporation. We have branded 7 of their stores in the Midwest and Southeast. It is something that has been a long, long project, and it is for the kids. It is for kids who are big and tall, kids who are overweight. There is now a brand of clothing for these young people that they can wear, that they don't have to be made fun of in school if they don't have the right kind of clothing. And for the different periodicals to write that we're taking advantage of this so-called situation in Kansas, is beyond the pale. And we would like a retraction. We'd like an apology from the many people who wrote us letters as well, that were stirred up by this yellow journalism in the Los Angeles Times.
All right, now let's talk there. Right, let's stop right there, Mr. Rifkin. Your line of clothing is called BTK Big Tall Kids. Correct.
That is correct. Big Tall Kids.
So it's a line of clothing for children that are large, overweight kids, the same way that we have lines of clothing for adults.
Every adult store in America either handles that kind of clothing or knows where they can refer you. And children don't have that kind of clothing. There are no lines of clothing for children that are larger than normal size, might be overweight or what have you. When we came along with the Big Tall Kid line of clothing, in association with Nadine Clothing, we called it BTK. Now we are told you are, because of this the murder or whatever this guy's doing in Wichita, we're supposed to stop using this name.
And all right, now let's talk about the logo. The logo for BTK Clothing, okay?
I can explain that logo, and as I explained to your producer.
All right, so my audience knows the logo for BTK Clothing is a kid's face with hands around his throat. Isn't that right?
All right, let me explain the logo.
Because it looks like the kid's being strangled.
Let me explain the logo. Mr. Henry, if I could.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Jim Fravor, the founder of Nadine Clothing, and Susan Fravor, his wife, suffered the loss of their son to cancer a year ago. It's a very, very emotional story. The boy was in pain. And according to the hospital, and according to some reports, someone crept into his room one night in the hospital and put that child out of his misery.
But what do you mean, by strangling the child?
That's the report the police had.
What does that have to do with your clothing line?
Because we have said repeatedly in our ads that we alleviate the suffering of overweight children. And children that are larger than normal size, they get teased at school, they get laughed at for their weight, they get made fun of. So we alleviate the suffering. And the Fravor family, the memory of their boy, Justin, is what's driving this. And so with their consent, we designed the logo of a child who is, being very peaceful.
as he's being strangled.
You've heard of euthanasia, you've heard of...
Well, all right, but I mean, can you understand, sir, in other words, how people could see...
No, I really don't, Mr. Henry.
Now, how people could put together in their minds the fact that there is a BTK serial murderer who's just been, you know, put in prison, just been sentenced, and the logo of a BTK clothing line of a child being strangled.
Mr. Henry, we came up with this logo, and I came up with the idea of the BTK clothing line long before anybody... I thought up, you know, concocted out of whole cloth some idea of a serial murder in Wichita. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, if they want to have their opium fantasies back there, that's their business. If the L.A. Times wants to have their lips around the pipe, that's their business. I got a business to run.
And are you saying a BTK killer doesn't exist?
I'm not saying he does or he doesn't. I don't know. All I'm telling you is I came up, I was the first one to come up with the idea for kids with clothes. What a, you know, kids, what a two, you know, if you got a fat kid, and you put them in these clothes. The Fravor family gave us permission to use that logo.
Of a boy being strangled.
That child was in pain, and somebody mercifully put him out of his misery that night.
And so you use the image of a child mercifully being put out of his misery as the logo for a company that puts fat and large kids out of the misery being made fun of.
You know, you are doing what the LA Times did. It's what you call reverse psychology. You're turning the whole thing around and saying that it's my fault. I didn't come up with some serial killer out of whole cloth. I came up with this idea.
Well, again, you were referring to...
Mr. Henry, first of all, the BTK clothing line came along long before the people in Wichita started seeing spooks under their bed or whatever they're seeing. And for me...
The people back there had a serial murder. You're aware the guy was real.
My understanding, yeah, but there was a lot of paranoia.
And all right, hold on for just a minute here. You're going to have to get that guy to get into a quieter room or something, Harry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. The BTK clothing line, Big Tall Kids, is currently being marketed at a variety of clothing stores throughout the Midwest, the Southeast, the West Coast. It also happens to be the nickname of a serial murderer that's just been put in prison in Wichita, Kansas. Wouldn't be so bad, I guess, or wouldn't be so controversial, but a few editorials appeared in a local newspaper. The logo for the company is a child being strangled. Apparently, this was the son of the clothing store founder, Mr. Fravor. His son died of a euthanasia type of thing where they strangled him to put him out of his misery. He was in pain. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me from Las Vegas, Nevada, is Brad Rifkin. Your ad agency is located in Las Vegas?
That is correct, yes.
And how did you first get the account? I'm just curious.
We go out, we hustle our work like anybody else does. We're an advertising agent. We go in, we make our pitch. We make our bid to provide advertising for these companies. The Nadine clothing line wanted to come out with some new kind of a product, something that would be able to compete with some of the other brands that are out there, whether it's Old Navy or what have you. We came up with the idea of a clothing line for big, tall kids, and we call it BTK.
Were you inspired by this serial killer?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, come on, Mr. Rifkin, what I'm trying to ask you, sir, did you come up with the BTK name after you heard about this serial killer?
I heard that people in Wichita, Kansas, were seeing spaceships, and they were mad. I don't know what it was. And they said this BTK, BTK. I said to myself, and I said to my partner, Bob Epstein, I said, why don't we take that and make it something positive? That's what I said.
And so you did get the idea from the serial killer?
No, I did not get the idea from the serial killer. I got the idea for Big Tall Kid Clothing on my...
But to call it Big Tall Kid Clothing...
It happens to be called Big... And I did know of the BTK killer. But why should we always think of something ugly when we think of the BTK killer? Why can't we think of something that helps children? And that's what this line of Big Tall Kid Clothing does.
And so there's no backing down. Your company's not going to change the name of this.
I don't understand why we should. We live in a day and age where everybody's expected to back down. We live in a day and age of soccer moms that and these other thought police that want to tell you how to think, when to think, and where to think it. No, we see no reason to back down.
And even though you've got a logo that shows a child being strangled.
Again, I have to correct that. We show a logo of a child being put out of his misery. And that's what BTK clothing does for a fat kid or whatever you want, you know, a child that's that is, you know, tragically fat. They put the child out of his misery when he goes to school and somebody is calling him lard butt or all of these terrible things the child is called. BTK clothing, Big Tall Kid clothing. If you got a one of these fat kids that everybody's, you know, making jokes about what a tub of guts he is, you get these clothes.
All right, so in other words, if I have an overweight child...
Yes, sir, an overweight child.
I can take him to Nadine Clothing.
And you outfit this child in clothing that he's going to look good in for his body size. That's what BTK clothing is. And the logo that shows a child being strangled has nothing to do with the serial murderer. It is a child that was suffering from cancer that a nurse or a janitor or someone, and we don't know who...
strangled one night.
Mr. Henry, if you think this is funny...
No, sir, I don't think it's funny at all. You're telling me that a child was strangled in his hospital bed by a nurse or a janitor.
The police... I'm telling you what the family has authorized us to do, sir. I don't want to talk anymore about it. I'm telling you what the family authorized us to do. They lost their son.
And one night someone strangled that child, and the family thought that that was good?
The family knew that that boy was in pain, and he was put out of his misery. That's what we do at BTK Clothing. We put your fat kid out of his misery by putting him into pants that, aren't going to rub together or whatever the kid's problem is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how many folks have overweight kids. From time to time, we all deal with it. For kids, it's a tough thing. Doubly tough to shop for clothing for them. BTK Clothing comes out with a line of Big Tall Kid clothing. Unfortunately or fortunately, whatever the case, BTK is also the nickname of a serial killer that was just sentenced in Wichita, Kansas. The company logo for BTK clothing shows a child being strangled, which Mr. Rifkin tells me was the fate of the eldest son of the Fravor family that owns Nadine Clothing. The child was apparently strangled to put him out of the misery of the pain from cancer. That's why they're not going to change the logo. It has nothing to do with serial killing. They saw it as a good thing. That child was being put out of his misery. And again, I'm just quoting from one of the company's press releases. BTK will put your child out of the misery of being fat. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show
is back. I think these people don't know my business, that's all.
Mr. Rifkin, Brad Rifkin with us from Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm not telling you your business, sir. You know your business better than me. The company that hired you to come up with a new brand for their clothing, you branded it BTK for Big Tall Kid.
That is correct.
And I would tell you that I think it's a great idea to get a line of clothing for big, tall kids as we have it for adults. The problem you're running up against is that it sounds like this serial killer that was in Wichita.
Well, that is true for some people, but not for everybody. See, there's a lot of people that are just trying to sell newspapers, especially newspapers that are not selling a lot. You can take, for instance, the Los Angeles Times or some of these newspapers. Their circulation is in the toilet, and so they want to pump their circulation by slandering me. Well, I am a...
Well, what if they said that slander is? All they're saying is it's not a tasteful name.
Big Tall Kid is not a tasteful name?
Because of the serial killer. And because you've got a logo of a kid being strangled.
I already told you about the kid being strangled. And I think it's painful for the family to have you pick over this like it's meat in a garbage dump. The child was...
Sir, I'm not doing that.
Well, it sounds like you are. The child was in very serious pain from cancer, and someone went into the...
What do you mean someone? You said a nurse or a janitor?
Someone saw someone leave the room with a rubber glove or something, but the fact is that this boy was in pain, and...
Someone saw somebody leave the room with a rubber glove?
Mr. Henry, I can refer this, if you want, I can refer this to the New Orleans Police Department where it took place in New Orleans, Louisiana. I don't know. But they say it was either a nurse or a janitor or it was some guy walking. I made the joke, was it a guy holding flowers in a black overcoat? You know, like the guy in, what do you call it, in The Godfathers. You know, for your father, you know, that deal. But what I really want to say more than anything else is that this BTK clothing line is a great, it's a hell of a thing. And if you got one of these kids, and we've all seen these dumpy kids, they can wear a pair of pants that's not, the thing that embarrasses these boys more than anything is the pant goes up into the... you know, into their it gets pulled up.
Yeah, it gets pulled up in pretty tight.
Yeah, and the poor kid's walking around. BTK clothing will fit your kid in clothes that he can be proud of. It puts him out of his misery. The way that whoever that was that night in that hospital in New Orleans, Louisiana, put little Jimmy Frava out of his misery by choking the life out of him as he lay there in that bed.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm going to go into a store where you've got the picture of a child.
Have you seen the logo?
No, I have not.
The child is not in pain. In other words, there's two hands around his throat, but he is smiling almost as in thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dave, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Dave?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I think that guy's got no class, and he's just trying to make a buck. He's putting down newspapers.
Wait a minute.
Capitalize
I'm doing this
him.
With the op.
Hey, don't
this
tell
with the,
me. Wait
I'm
a
doing
minute.
This with the authority
you're
of the family.
No class
I'm doing this with the authority
Rats?
Of the family. You
hey,
know the family?
You know
no, you don't know the
people
family.
People in my family that have died from cancer, and that's not the way we handle it. They got medications for that, dude.
Hey, wait a minute.
I got kids myself.
Are they still
you're
alive?
A no-class punk.
Are they still alive? Are they still alive? Are they still alive? No, they're not alive. You could have gone in and strangled them and put them out of their misery, but you didn't. You let them lay there in pain, didn't you?
That's not what this is about.
No, I let the doctors take care of it with medication, dude. What a nut you are. You got,
hey, wait,
you
wait.
Got no leg
this
to stand on except for
to
trying
do.
To make a buck off of people.
How am I
and
making a
you
buck
know what? I'm not even going to dignify you by talking
well,
to you.
Well, you don't know what you're talking about. That's
yeah,
why.
I
yeah,
do,
yeah,
pal.
You don't. No, you don't. I question whether you actually had anybody, if anybody in your family had cancer, it's probably you. You probably got a tumor behind your eyes.
Dude, you're a no-class.
No, I'm no-class.
You're a no-class, money-grubbing son of a gun. I'll tell you what, that's all I got to say,
gentlemen,
pal.
Let me jump in here. The family gave you permission, right?
The family gave me permission to use a logo of little Billy, you know, having a life choked out of him. So this guy thinks he knows more about it. Hey, good luck.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I think this guy has got no class at all. He's just as big of a lunatic as this guy we got locked up here in Wichita that is the BTK strangler.
Are you calling from Wichita,
yes,
Jeff?
Sir, I am.
Okay, and so what was that handed down?
Can I say something, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
Jeff, this is Brad Rifkin.
How you doing, sir?
All right, I'm fine, sir. You believe in this stuff, right?
And what? And the BTK
well,
killer?
These people say, yeah. Do you believe in that?
I guarantee you I believe in it because I live right here in Wichita, Kansas, where it happened at.
Well, all right, but you say it happened. If you listen to this guy, and I don't know if you've listened to this, Mr. Henry, you know this, Art Bell. He's
uh-huh.
got a lot of this stuff on his show.
Yes.
What are you saying? The BTK killer is like Chupacabra? It's a real guy, man. They arrested him.
Yes,
they did arrest
him. He was sentenced to prison today for 175 years.
See, that right there leads me to believe that it's manure. How do you put a guy in prison for 175 years? That's what I'm trying to say to you.
He was sentenced for 10 consecutive life sentences.
Yeah, but what's the point?
So the son of a gun doesn't get out of prison again and kill more people.
We better give him 175 years because he may live to be 174. Wow.
Wait a minute. It's called consecutive sentences. It happens in the judicial system. And it's basically a life sentence. The point here, though, is there are people who are being affected by this BTK killer, and the logo is insensitive.
Mr. Henry, I thought of a line of clothing for big, tall kids long before the people of Wichita decided to get a few headlines for themselves.
When exactly did you start this line of clothing?
We conceived this line of clothing in January of 2004.
You didn't start it before BTK. He started in January of 1974, sir.
Wait a minute. Let me ask him. Did he start killing people and said, oh, by the way, my name is BTK?
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did, too.
Yeah,
he
I
sent
think
a
he
letter
did, yeah.
to the Wichita Police Department saying that they could call him BTK for bind, torture, and kill. After he killed the very first four people.
All right, and you are convinced that this isn't some publicity stunt cooked
I
up
know,
by a local
it's
radio
because
station?
I watched it on TV.
Wait a minute. What do you mean a publicity stunt cooked up by a radio station?
I'm telling you that the FCC is leaning on a lot of these radio stations, and this BTK, or whatever this gentleman is supposed to be, could have been some stunt cooked up by a couple of idiots on the radio.
It isn't just on the radio. It's all over the news. It's on national television.
Couldn't it have been cooked up by a couple of jackasses on the radio? You know what I'm saying?
Kind of like you, huh?
Yeah, kind of like me.
That's
right.
That's exactly what you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody that would use that logo for a line of clothing is nothing more than a moron.
All right, Jeff, thanks. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
These are the
back.
Two guys.
Who?
Dunham and Miller down on the ticket in the...
All right, we're on. Hold on. We're on the air. 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin is with us. Mr. Rifkin is an advertising executive who's come up with a line of BTK clothing for the Nadine Clothing Company. BTK stands for Big Tall Kid. There's a lot of controversy because it obviously is the same set of initials ascribed to the BTK killer of Wichita. Your company's not backing down, even from the logo that shows a child being strangled, because you say that shows euthanasia.
That was the Fravor son, and I have tried to explain that. I think it's, and again, I my heart goes out to anyone who believes that they were killed or believes that they know someone who was killed by a so-called BTK killer. But what I'm trying to tell you is a lot of these radio stations around the country, Dunham and Miller on the ticket in Dallas, this is something that they'd pull, where they pretend like there's a murder, you know, there's a wild man or something, and they...
How does that happen? I mean, I don't understand. What are you talking about? How does that happen? They pretend there's a serial killer?
There's a lot of these radio stations, Mr., and I've been in the advertising business now for 30 years, and a lot of them come up with some very tasteless promotions. Now, Dunham and Miller, they're one of these shows where they say, and they, you know, they may be kidding, they may be not. Go find, there might be a hooker dead behind a dumpster. Go find her and you win tickets to see the Mavericks. This is the kind of garbage that they put on the air morning, noon, and night. And I get blamed because...
Are you trying to... Look, I've been in the radio business.
I'm telling you that before you start indicting me for having the BTK clothing line and a kid who is very peacefully getting... You know, strangled. Why don't you look at these guys that are saying, go find a dead hooker out in an alley and you'll win yourself bubblegum?
1-800-449-8686. Josh, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just want to ask a simple question of how do you think the FCC would think about basically want to know how this is a publicity stunt?
What's that?
The publicity stunt. You're saying that the FCC...
They let the FCC know that it's a gag, and they tell people it's a gag. See, they say we're not really serious, but the fact is some people still think it is serious. And in Wichita, you have people who believe that...
They just put a guy on trial for this. They just convicted him.
I understand that, Mr. Henry. But I'm also saying that I got a line of clothing, Big Tall Kid clothing, and I'm there all of a sudden, everybody wants to squat over me and do their morning business. Why? Because I'm making a nice dollar, that's why. I make a beautiful dollar with this BTK clothing line, and everyone wants to squat over me and do their daily duty.
All right, Josh, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. You mentioned the FCC and the fact that these guys, anybody pulling a radio stunt like making up a serial killer, and I don't understand where this has, you know, if two guys are on a radio and they make up a serial murderer, as the gentleman indicated, you get a very serious fine from the Federal Communications Commission.
I see. So in other words, those guys can't do it, but I come out with a clothing line and I'm the guy, I'm the bad guy. I will just say this. When that little boy, Mr. Henry, the Fravor child, was suffering from very painful cancer and would lay in that bed and would cry from the pain, someone said, I believe it was his mother, said, if only we could alleviate that child's suffering. And a janitor, that's right, an elderly janitor, an elderly black guy, was having his lunch, and he overheard it. So that night, he went into the room. He slipped on two wool gloves and went to work. Now, yeah, that guy's doing time. But little Timmy he's dead now, and he's not in pain.
So they did catch the guy?
Oh, yeah, sure. They had a description, everything.
Really?
What are you laughing at?
What was the description?
What else? A black guy in a ski cap.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
All right, well, we'll take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Should there be a lining of children's clothing called BTK when there's a BTK serial murderer who's just been put in prison? What do you mean, what else? A black guy in a ski cap?
Ain't that the description, or what?
Did they put a black guy in prison for killing that kid who didn't do it?
How do I know? All I know is they caught a guy, and the guy's in prison.
And the guy's black.
He's a guy they caught.
Did he do it?
He matched the description.
Of who?
Of the guy that the nurse said killed the kid.
And what color was the nurse?
White. Why?
Uh-huh. Maybe she did it.
I doubt very seriously that a nurse, Mr. Henry, a female white nurse, is going to get into blackface and a fright wig.
And all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And that's the thing they do.
All right, hold on. Brad Rifkin with us from the Rifkin Advertising Agency. The BTK clothing line has come under sharp attack by a variety of newspapers and the broadcast editorials because it reflects the same initials of a serial murderer who's just been put away in Wichita. You do not want to change the name of the clothing line?
No, because we came up with the idea for Big Tall Kids, and I think that people should clean their minds up a little bit. I understand that there was a serial murderer, or some people say. I mentioned to you...
You mentioned specifically the Dunham and Miller Show on the Ticket in Dallas, which is a sports station, right?
Yes, the very big sports station. This is the kind of thing that those guys cook up. In other words, what I'm saying is this. They say, go find a hooker, you know, find a dead, hooker, and you'll get tickets to see the Cowboys, okay?
And they do that.
That's the kind of stuff they do, but they're just joking. Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Gray. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of calling in defense of George Dunham and Craig Miller. I listen to these guys regularly.
You listen to them in Dallas?
Every day.
Well, all right, fine. You listen to them every day. Maybe you didn't listen to them the day that they might have said this.
Well, how do you know they said it?
I'm saying it's the kind of thing they would do.
What? No, wait a minute. You called some guys out, but you didn't hear it.
I'm saying this guy...
Hold on. Get George Dunham on the phone, if we can. I don't know. All right? Go ahead.
Yeah, you get Dunham on the phone, and he'll tell you, this is...
Well, it's tasteless.
Yes, it's tasteless. Why do I have to take it in the shorts? See what I'm saying?
I'm just asking. You heard him say this.
Did you hear them say this?
You're calling some guys out, and
right.
You hadn't heard this.
Did you hear them say this?
Did I hear them say what?
If you find a dead hooker behind a dumpster, you win.
Did I hear them say that?
Yes.
No.
I didn't hear them say that. No.
Exactly.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? They wouldn't do it?
You called some guys out by name.
Let me get... Is George Dunham on the line with us right now? Hold on for a second. Gray, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. George?
Yes.
How are you, man? Welcome to the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I'm not too happy.
You do the morning show at the Ticket in Dallas along with Craig Miller, right?
Yes, I do.
We got one of your listeners on the line here, Gray.
Yes.
Brad Rifkin.
Georgie.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, George. I'm from Flower Mound. I listen every day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
You got a flower and you what?
He lives in Flower Mound. That's a town near Dallas.
Mr. Rifkin, you want to make some jokes. You have a very serious charge.
I'm just saying, I've listened to this. Mr. Dunham, with all due respect, you do a great show.
Thank you.
But you're always giving away tickets to ball games. And
yes,
wouldn't you do that? Why
it has nothing to do with hookers behind a dumpster or anything ridiculous like that. And
but
what's your name, Cal Ripken?
That's very funny. My name is Brad Rifkin. If my name was Cal Ripken, I wouldn't be sitting here trying to make a living while this guy Gray and individuals besmirch me. Because I come up with a clothing line, and all of a sudden people in Wichita, Kansas, are seeing the boogeyman under their bed. And this gentleman said,
You accused Mr. Dunham here and his partner of something very serious.
We have nothing to do with this.
Hey, wait a minute.
We never even mentioned this.
I got on the air for one reason, to defend what you said and called out George Dunham and Craig Miller for saying...
Sir,
you didn't hear him say this.
Sir, why don't you take your tongue off of Mr. Dunham's butt cheek for a second? Listen to what I'm saying.
Hold on.
George Dunham doesn't even know me.
No, I don't.
The deal is, you called him out, and you got nothing.
You call up because you want Free Stars tickets, and I think what I'll do is I'll lick his rear end for a while.
Give away tickets like that.
Hey, jerkwad,
he's not gonna
give my own tickets.
You got your own ticket? Yeah, I'll bet you got your own ticket. I bet you got your own pocket of quarters, and I bet you know exactly which machine to put into, what curtain opens up, and which black
shit comes.
All right.
Oh, hey, you know what, buddy? This is exactly why you're marketing this.
No, sir. I'm trying.
Yeah,
you
know, it is. This is just like you said. You are in the marketing business, and this is one more way to get public.
I want to say
information on you out there for somebody to look at what you're doing.
You called out
two guys that are very good at what they do, and you.
Yeah, we're nominated for a Marconi this year.
You know what? You
isn't that great? You know that and $2 won't even get you at L.A. Times. We're not
and
you
know,
at the.
And what have you been nominated for?
Hey, you want to know Marconi? You know that's something I put cheese on. Okay,
that's macaroni.
You know you like that?
Hey, look, buddy.
I'll tell you this much.
Hey, hold on. I want to say this, Mr. Dunham here, and his partner, Mr. Miller, do a very highly popular radio show in Dallas, and to accuse them of something like this is serious.
Look, Mr. Henry, I've been accused. Of because we got a picture of a child very tastefully being strangled, I'm being accused of bad taste. But
can somebody explain to me how a child being strangled in any manner is tasteful.
It's done. What I'm saying, it's the logo is tasteful. The child doesn't look like it bothers him. I guess. And,
okay,
pretty normal for a child being strangled. It doesn't bother them.
Well, I don't know, Gray. The last time you strangled a kid, did you get a picture in your mind of what it looked like?
Okay, that's completely unnecessary.
Exactly.
That's a completely unnecessary. Mr. Dunham, I don't want to bother you anymore, George.
Well, that's all right. Your producer told me that this guy was a kind of a weird guest, and
in other words, you're going to let George Dunham and his partner, Mr. Miller, 4 butt cheeks total, go ahead and squeeze one out on me. Is that it?
You know,
I don't think you're a real funny man.
You know, you talk about a kid being strangled and you're making jokes.
I'm not making jokes. I'm the guy that's getting dumped on here. And Mr. Dunham sets up a caller to call in and defend him. And
Beach, South Carolina on vacation.
Yeah, that sounds like a place you'd go to for vacation.
Hey, where do
South
you know where
Myrtle
I
Beach.
Go, buddy?
What's that?
Where do you know where I like to go play golf?
All I know is if you're in Myrtle Beach, they call it golf, all right. Jesus.
All right, look at George. Good job on your show, and we apologize to you, man.
No problem.
We apologize to you. Why don't you get in line, Mr. Henry?
Hey,
because Gray's already going to get his tongue off of George's butt cheek.
Remember?
All right.
Hey,
George.
Yeah.
Thanks, and I'm sure you got those tickets for me. But the whole point of my call, right?
We'll get you some cowboy tickets.
That's right. He's got the ticket and the gingham dress he wants to put you in. You guys ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
All right.
We are. We're ashamed that we're even in a conversation
right.
with someone like you.
That's
George,
right.
George, thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Phil. Best of luck. George Dunham from The Ticket in Dallas. Gray, thank you very much.
I think what
you're doing here, Mr. Rifkin.
Senator, I want to, for the record, say that I was ganged up on by George Dunham and some guy that he obviously paid to call in, some guy that he probably pays to lick a cheek a day clean.
Man, I can tell you that gentleman has no association with his show.
Yeah, it's great. Well, I guess I believe you.
You know, it's hard for anybody to have sympathy with you when you come out with lines like George Dunham and Craig Miller, 4 butt cheeks total.
That's exactly what's happening to me on your program. I have a product for you. If you got a kid laying around like a lump of... Forget it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Later on tonight on the Phil, I'd like to thank Brad Rifkin, but it's difficult for me to do that. Any man who has a clothing store for big and tall kids, I think that's admirable. But to say if you've got a tub of lard laying around the house. Now, speaking of that, don't we have that flashback from Miami? Oh, baby. Wait till you guys hear this. We've got back from the Miami days, a blast from the past. This is, you know how we play our flashback requests for the night? Well, this is my request, and I want to thank Dan Jackson, and Dan's been a listener of our show, I guess, since we got to L.A. in 96, and he has compiled hours of tape, and not only that, but he's scoured the internet and found some real gems, and he sent us one bit from Miami. What is it called, Mark? It's beautiful. It's beautiful material.
How Get Wife Lose Weight.
You won't even believe this. It's some lady who wants to know the name of a book. that one of our characters had just been pitching. There's also a bit that we're going to be posting. Is it a Dr. Laura bit? I don't know whether or not we're going to use that, but we've got it. You know, Mike shaking his head like, no, this is probably not appropriate right now, Phil. And that's exactly how he sounds. And then, no, there's a bunch of stuff, and we want to thank Dan very much for that. He's the guy that put together the mix there on Straight Outta Chatsworth. Hey, you know, I'd like to thank him. I'd also like to thank you, Detroit. So that'll be coming up next hour. We have Larry Grover, and Mr. Grover is accusing a co-worker of sexual harassment. We also will be bringing on Dr. Jim Sadler with a new idea on how America can replace, America and the world, can replace ever-dwindling fossil fuels. Do we really need all the graveyard space that we have? We'll talk about it tonight.
What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing.
Gonna dig up the body?
Maybe. Maybe I will. Maybe I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right.
Thanks. Maybe I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
All right.
1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.